As you just heard, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has been called to Washington to explain comments that he made in a report in Rolling Stone. In the Rolling Stone article, McChrystal criticized several members of the Obama administration, called several top White House officials wimps. Joining us from Kandahar, Afghanistan, is Michael Hastings, the writer of the Rolling Stone article, which is called Runaway General. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You called your article Runaway General. Why is that?
Well, I don't write the headlines for Rolling Stone magazine, but I think what can be clear is that President Obama has lost control of the Afghan war policy, and I believe he lost control of it almost a year ago. And the story that we put out in Rolling Stone demonstrates that, I think, in telling detail.
Well, tell me some of these comments that have incensed the White House, reportedly incensed the White House. What were the comments that McChrystal made?
I can't speak to what has incensed the White House, as I've been in Kandahar all day today. But what I assume has annoyed the White House is that the comments that were made to me by members of the General McChrystal's staff were very unflattering towards a number of civilian players within the sort of administration policy-making machine.
Can you give any example of the unflattering statements that he described?
Sure. I mean, there was a moment I was with General McChrystal when he checked his BlackBerry and he said, oh, no, not another email from Holbrooke, meaning Richard Holbrooke, who's the special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan. And then he said, I don't even want to read it. Now, that might not seem like that big of a deal, but in fact, when the commanding general is saying that in front of a reporter about another major player within the Obama administration, I think that's a very telling sign about how he feels towards his civilian counterparts and also about how well the cooperation they claim is really working is actually not working.
Well, Michael Hastings, outside of the atmospherics, you said right at the top of this interview that you believe that President Obama a year ago lost control of the Afghan policy and presumably matters on the battlefield.
Yes.
What exactly do you mean by that, and how do you see that in the field?
I mean specifically that when Obama came into the White House, he had a talking point that he said on his campaign he wanted to fulfill, which was to focus the war in Afghanistan. He did that by firing General David McKiernan and hiring General Stanley McChrystal. He also decided to send 21,000 troops, thinking that would be enough. Now, anyone who spent any time with the military in Afghanistan knows that the military has been asking for months and months and months and months for over 100,000 troops. So I believe he did not know what he was getting into when he announced the hiring of McChrystal and then also the sending of 21,000 troops, because immediately, months later, he was asked to send 40,000 more, bringing the number of U.S. and NATO troops here to 140,000. And that obviously was shocking to President Obama, because last year it took him, you know, there was that three-month-long policy review period. And I think what's telling is that if you look at President Obama's public statement, he said explicitly, we are there in Afghanistan, we're trying to narrow our aims to disrupt, destroy al-Qaeda. He basically said we're not there to nation build. A year later, we're there nation building. The sort of narrow aims that he had set out to fulfill have not actually been fulfilled on by the general that he put in charge.
Well, it appears that the debate over how many troops should go into Afghanistan, it caused a lot of friction between Stanley McChrystal and his staff and the White House. It appears he had comments to make about Carl Eikenberry and about Obama's special envoy to the region, Holbrooke. An aide to the general is quoted as saying, the boss says Holbrooke is like a wounded animal. Holbrooke keeps hearing rumors he's going to be fired, so that makes him dangerous. Did you sense, I mean, you spent time with the general and his aides. Did you sense that this animosity has continued since the decision to send more troops?
Oh, that's when it all started. I mean, the decision to send more troops was made last December, essentially. But yeah, obviously, you know, the whole point of the strategy is to have both a military and diplomatic track. When your top military leader, General McChrystal, is clearly not getting along with your ambassador or with your special representative or with your national security advisor, or, you know, obviously you're never going to get on the same page. I mean, it's very clear. The whole strategy is based on working, having the military and diplomats work together, and that's obviously not happening.
Well, let me read General Stanley McChrystal's apology. He says, and I quote, "I extend my sincerest apology for this profile. It was a mistake reflecting poor judgment and should never have happened. Throughout my career, I've lived by the principles of personal honor and professional integrity. What is reflected in this article falls far short of that standard." How long of a period of time, what duration of time passed while you were preparing this profile?
Well, I spent between April 15th and May 15th with them pretty regularly. And then, let's see, then the story just came out. So there was about a month between when the profile was finished and when it came out. But you know, which is totally normal for magazines.
Right.
And also, I was also in contact with his people during that time as well.
But he's saying here in this apology...
Doing additional reporting.
He's saying in this apology, Michael Hastings, that it was a mistake to give you access.
Right.
It seems like it was a mistake to have even done the article, but he's not denying that any of the tension that you describe is real.
Well, I think it's undeniable. They can't deny that's happened. I mean, in the past, the general has given pretty good access to a number of journalists, and I believe those journalists probably didn't depict the picture that might have they were interested in painting sort of a flattering profile of the general, which assures you more access in the future, which is I understand that, but it's not something I'm interested in doing.
You obviously were not worried about access in the future. I can't imagine you're going to get it. What would you think was the most telling message coming out of your profile?
Well, I would hope that it's so hard to get people to focus on Afghanistan and what we're doing here and the fighting and that's going on every day. So to me, I would hope the message would be, look, there's serious problems with our policy, and the president can try to paper over the differences, and the generals can try to paper over the differences, and the ambassadors can also try to do that, but that's just not true. I mean, you dig a little beneath the surface, and there are serious tensions here which put the entire mission at risk.
And did the general at any time address whether or not he felt that the strategy in Afghanistan was working?
Yes, no, for sure. You ask him, and he says, "Well, it's very tough, and we're trying to make progress, and these kinds of things." But this is what they've been saying in Afghanistan for 10 years, you know. So,
Michael, I'm less interested maybe than some at Rolling Stone in selling magazines, and as you say in your interview with us moments ago, you know, this is at odds with some other profiles and some other reporting in Afghanistan that's come out. Have you been able to confirm with other NATO commanders their sense of the instability or the fragility or maybe even just the waywardness of this Afghan mission that's been going on now?
Well, you don't need to confirm it with the commanders. You just need to look at what NATO countries are leaving. The Dutch are leaving. The Canadians are leaving. I talked to some Belgian soldiers the other day who said, you know, their mission here, their commitment was unsteady. So I think it's fairly clear that, this Afghanistan mission does not have popular support in Europe. So I think that's fairly clear.
And would you describe this as a quagmire that the military is trying to get out of? Would you say that the nation-building mission is undoable in the view of the commanders that you spoke with, or that the Taliban can't be defeated?
The entire strategy is based on getting into a position of strength so then we can go negotiate with the Taliban. That's what we're doing. Our strategy is to eventually negotiate with the Taliban. The question is it worthwhile to spend hundreds of billions of dollars and thousands of lives to try to accomplish something that is not our actual goal, because we're actually there to allegedly defeat al-Qaeda?
All right, Michael Hastings, then let's put you at the White House briefing today, all right? What is the one question you would ask President Obama and the White House based on your reporting and this apology that's now come on?
I would just say, I was actually at a White House briefing last month for this story, and I will say what disturbed me the most in that briefing and the sort of that gave me a sense of deja vu was a comment that President Obama made about how he flew over Kabul and he saw the light shining, so that he, and therefore he knew there was progress in the city. there was another administration, the Bush administration, that made those same kinds of comments. Donald Rumsfeld would make comments similar to what President Obama made during 2006 in Iraq when it was at the height of its sectarian violence. So that to me is more important than any question I would ask. It's not important what I'm going to ask. It's important what the president is going to say.
Well, I guess the question there is, are they going to negotiate with the Taliban? Are they losing the war in Afghanistan? Before we go, do the generals think that this war is being lost?
Here's the question to ask. What do you mean when you say we're withdrawing in July 2011? That's the question to ask, because that's very unclear. And the military doesn't think we're withdrawing in July 2011, but the White House keeps saying that, no, we are. So that to me is the key question.
All right.
And how much do domestic political considerations play into your decision to withdraw troops?
Which would mean the 2012 election. Michael Hastings, freelance writer from Rolling Stone, talking about his article, which motivated Stanley McChrystal, the commander in Afghanistan, to apologize. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks. Take care.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.